Let's talk about preseason for Abbotsford football. Your ball club 8-4 a year ago. Another good season for Abbotsford football. Tell us how things look for this year.
We return a lot of players from a pretty successful level two team last year. We lost level two by one to Coleman, but a lot of guys with experience coming back on both sides of the ball. And I think after our scrimmage, we felt pretty good about how fast we were playing, and we made some mistakes in our scrimmage, but the speed, you want to see your kids confident and playing fast, and I thought we came away from the scrimmage and going into our week of practice feeling good about it. You never feel great, you never feel like, you always make mistakes, but we feel like we're in a pretty good spot compared to years past.
You know, Coach, when you talk about playing fast, I think some of our listeners might think just a lot of fast guys, but there's more to it than that. Explain what you mean by playing fast football.
Sure. I think a lot of what playing fast is understanding what you're doing, being able to react to situations that aren't in your control, but being prepared for what you might see. So in our case, our kids have rules offensively and defensively. They have keys. If you don't have a key or a rule or you don't follow that, you're just reacting to everything. And so to narrow it down to maybe two reactions versus a whole plethora of reactions on a football field makes a kid be able to play fast. Our issue in Abbotsford is a lot of our kids aren't true football kids coming from football families. We have a lot of kids coming from immigrant families that soccer was their number one sport or whatever, and they don't watch the game of football. And I think that's a lot of places. But those kids just don't, you don't line them up and say, okay, here's a left tackle, line up and go, get hands on him. You have to explain the whole system to them, make it really simple so they have one thing to do and then react to that one thing.
How do you get those kids out? The way you've had a very successful program, getting some of those kids out into your program.
Our numbers are really good this year, and I think a lot of that has to do with our kids selling the program themselves. So if your kids are walking the school hallways and being proud about what they're doing and being excited to be a Falcon, I think that's as big a sales as anything. Part of what this year's numbers, I think, were we had a few sophomore basketball players that didn't play last year that should have as freshmen. And our D coordinator happens to be the head basketball coach. And so having other programs being on board with and being supportive of multi-sport athletes, I think, is a huge thing in Abbotsford as well.
Well, tell us about some of the young men on your ball club this year and their roles on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start on the defensive side. A lot of our kids play both ways, so you'll hear names on both sides of the ball. But we lost some really good defensive linemen up front. We replaced them with some guys with experience. So Julian Aguilera at defensive end, and his replacement is Josue Zinzun, a sophomore, who it has a motor on him, and we expect to be kind of a guy that will affect the pass and the pass rusher situation. Our seniors are Angel Zinzun and Marcus Van Leuven up front, both big kids. Marcus Van Leuven's 6'4", I think 260, thrower for the track program, sprinted in the track program. He did a lot of those things that we expect him to do as an athlete. And so I look for him to be really good. Outside backers are Irvin Aguilera and Luis Lujan. Both, one is a junior, one is a senior, so both upperclassmen and both physical athletes. Our inside backers are Jesus Reyes, a junior, and Nathan Duclo, a first-year starter. And then our defensive backfield is really experienced, Christian Fuentes at safety, who really likes to hit. He's an alley filler. He's had some big ones already in our scrimmage this year that we're looking forward to seeing him run and hit. And then Chase Bowler, who is an exceptional athlete on our edge. And Carter Seeler is our other corner, who's a junior. And all those guys can run and hit.
And how's the offense look?
Offense as a similar system to last year. I guess our biggest change is our quarterback of 2 years, Irvin Aguilera, who was, I think, our leading rusher in 4 or 5 games last year, is moving to tight end. A small school problem. One of our tight ends, we have some eligibility issues, who a guy probably would have started cannot play, and Irvin was our next best option. So he goes from a three-year starter quarterback to tight end because he's a team guy, and he wants us to be successful and knows that's his role, what I think is really cool. So Christian Fuentes, our leading rusher, is going to quarterback, and we're going to try to use him from that position this year. So replacing him in the backfield would be Jackson Pluckelman, a junior. Carter Sealar is going to get some action, another junior running back, and then Chase Bowler plays our wing in the backfield. Our tight ends are Irvin Aguilera, who I spoke about earlier, and Luis Lujan, a junior on the other side. And then up front is the same guys on the defensive line as are on our offensive line. Josue Zinzun, Landon Auberg, Julian Aguilera, the same names that I named, Marcus Van Leuven, are up front. So we have a lot of two-way players, but we also expect a lot of our juniors and sophomores to fill in for those guys throughout the year as well.
I assume you're running about the same system as you've run in recent years?
Yeah, offensively, we're going to run a shotgun wing system where we double team. We try to be physical at the point of attack, try to double team, kick out, pull guys from the backside and get them up the hole and use our athleticism in a small space. So we feel like we might not match up athletically against some of the top teams, the Edgars, the Auburndales, the teams in playoffs that we see all the way across the board. So if we can put them in a space confined and use our physicality and quickness and some scheme to it, we think we'll have an advantage offensively.
All right. Lyra, any questions you have for Coach Nat Miller?
How important is it for a school like Abbotsford to have three-sport athletes? And when it comes to football, I mean, a lot of times you see guys that specialize in sports.
I think we're seeing more of that, as not in Abbotsford necessarily, but I think a lot of other places. And in Abbotsford, I think part of it is, as I mentioned, I'm the track coach as well. And Coach Rao, our D coordinator, is our head basketball coach. So I think these kids go into three sports with kind of being on the same page with other coaches. Our baseball coach, Coach Nelson, actually Christian Fuentes, our running back, was a track guy, and this year he decided he was going to dual sport, and he played baseball as his number one, but then still ran track and went to state in the long jump. But I think it takes cohesiveness as a group of coaches to say we want these kids to be successful, have opportunities. And we think they're going to be better athletes for our sport if they do other sports as well.
Because sometimes I know Abbotsford baseball has been good. And sometimes being good in other sports translates to other sports.
Yeah,
like if you're good in baseball, kids see that and then want to maybe transition that to football, to basketball.
Yeah, I think it's your skill set that you learn different skill sets along the way.
Right.
So the whole study behind specializing in a sport is you're using the same muscle, the same reaction, the same cognitive abilities, but you're never going outside of that. And,
right.
And so just the training variation is huge.
Yeah, okay. What about that Merriwood CWC? I know Dale Ukitis was telling me that he never liked that question asked to him about.
I was listening on the way down to that one. Yeah,
but I mean, it's a tough conference.
It is. Yeah. So we used to be in the Clover Wood where you were Gilman, and it was 9 conference games, and you felt like 7 of them were conference championship games, and you know, that was a little smaller school football, a little different, but similar idea. In this, you have a couple perennial level 4, level 3 playoffs. Teams that you know you're going to go against at some point. We just happen to have Auburndale and Edgar at the end of our schedule this year, our conference schedule. We have Iola in our first conference game in week 3, followed by following our non-conference schedule. So.
But that's got to help you as far as getting ready for the playoffs, if you make it to the playoffs, playing in a conference like this.
Yeah, I think so. I think the top teams are going to be state contenders, and this year we have to get through Auburndale or Edgar, both to get in a state title. Those guys are both in Division 6, and you get through them once and you have to see them again. So it is what it is. But I think our kids look forward to that challenge and are confident about where we're at. a lot of things can happen throughout the season by week 7 and week 9 when we play them.
All right. Gene?
Coach, I want to ask you, looking at your record, you have had one sub-500 season since 2013. So your team has been very strong over the years. In fact, that one sub-500 year, 2022, you were 4-5, so you're pretty close. Tell us about the long-term success you've had. How have you maintained that in recent years?
Yeah, I guess, personally, I believe that I think a lot of kids believe in our system and believe that we're different than everybody, whether we are or not. I think our identity is toughness. So I think programs with identity sometimes have longevity. So Edgar has definitely identity if you watch them play. They're confident. They have swag. Those guys walk on the field thinking they're going to win football games. Owen Withey had an identity when we played them. They're going to grind you out. They're going to let you run three plays a quarter because, you know, they milk the clock. And that was their identity. And I think our kids, it's we have to be quick. We're not going to be big. And we have to be tough. And those are things that I think when you take pride in something and being different at something, I think that's part of it for us. Part of it is, too, I think my coaching staff are all former players. I think I heard Coach Gatel talk about that with Marshfield and on the way down in a prior interview. But I have Garrett Rao, who's my D coordinator. He was a quarterback in 20. What was the first year? We were 7-2, I think, was the 2013. Is that what you said, Gene, was the first year, I think?
You were 2-7 in 2013.
Okay, it was the year after that.
8-3 the next year.
Yep, that was so Garrett Rao was our quarterback in that year. And Adam C. Fluth is on my staff. He's a running back, 1,000-yard kid. And Keith Callip is another guy on staff. And then all my volunteers are also former players. So the idea of being a Falcon and the identity of that is just, I think, soaked into our community and our school.